Greetings, dear listeners, and a warm welcome to Walnut Grove Podcast. I'm Tim Shapley, your host and pastor of Walnut Grove Southern Methodist Church in the heart of West Monroe, Louisiana. Our podcast is a space where we come together to explore, discuss, and reflect on matters of faith, community, and the journey of life. At Walnut Grove, we believe in the power of meaningful conversation and biblical understanding that draws us closer to God and one another. The goal of this podcast is simple, yet profound: to inspire, encourage, and uplift. We'll delve into topics that matter to you, featuring insightful interviews, Bible studies, and sermons discussing faith and reflections on navigating life's joys and challenges. Whether you're a member of our church community, a fellow believer, or someone seeking spiritual insights, we invite you to join us on this journey. Together, let's explore the richness of faith, foster a sense of community, and draw closer to divine purpose each of us carries. Thank you for turning into Walnut Grove Podcast. Now let's embark on this adventure together. It is Mother's Day, and so my message will be about mothers. And Mother's Day is a special day to honor and appreciate mothers and the maternal figures in our lives. The Bible provides examples of mothers who exhibited profound love, sacrifice, and faith. And in this sermon, we will explore three examples and reflect on the unique qualities that mothers bring to our lives and our faith journey. We'll start out with a mother's love. A mother's love is both unconditional and sacrificial. I remember before James was born, Sarah and I were watching some television show or movie or something, and it was, you know, there was a birth in it, and they handed the baby to the mother, and she, you know, took it, and Sarah's like, yeah, I'm not gonna, you know, they're gonna have to clean that baby up before giving me that baby. She gives birth to James. You know what they do? They give James to Sarah, and she starts kissing his goopy head and loving him. And I'm not making fun of her, because I think this is a strength of mothers. The love, unconditional and sacrificial for their children. In the book of 1 Kings, chapter 3, we're told of a story. This is right after Solomon prays for wisdom and God grants him wisdom. Two women are brought before Solomon. They were both harlots. They were both living in the same house. They both gave birth around the same time, about 3 days apart. One of the women cared for her child. She loved that child. And another woman, I don't doubt that she loved the child, but she got careless and says while she was sleeping there with the baby, she turned over on it and killed the baby. And so they come, and then she goes and she takes the other woman's child into her bed and replaces it with the dead baby. And so when the woman who first gave birth wakes up, she finds the dead child in her arms. And of course, she's grieved by this, but then in the morning where she's able to really look at the child, she goes, well, this isn't my baby, because of course a mother knows her child. And so they go before King Solomon and they present this to him, and Solomon says, well, get me a sword. So the guards get him a sword, and he says, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to cut this baby in half so you'll each get part of that baby.
And the true mother, because of her love, which is unconditional, it's sacrificial, she wants that baby to live even if it doesn't live with her. And so she says, no, give it to that woman. Well, the other woman, who this is not her child, says, yeah, just split it in half. That's fine. At least we both won't have a child. And Solomon knows this is the real mother, the one who is sacrificial. A mother's love is unconditional and sacrificial. I remember, as I think back at all the things my mother gave up so that we could have. Now, we were never rich people. Maybe I wasn't as poor as Gary, but I was pretty poor growing up. We didn't have a whole lot of things, but what we did have is because of what my mom was sacrificing so that we could have. Of course, Dad was, you know, out there earning for us and providing for us, but there was so much that my mom sacrificed for us because of her love for us. I never doubt that love that Mom has for us. In Isaiah 49:15, God's love is compared to a mother's. I might have said 14, but it's definitely 15. Can a woman forget her nursing child and have not compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. The love of God is compared to that of a mother. Can a mother forget a baby at her breast or a nursing child and have no compassion on that child she has born? Yes, mothers have compassion. Yes, mothers have love for us. But that love that they have is even greater of what God has for His children, for His creation. You see, the mothers get that part of God. When God created, yes, He made man to be the leader. Yes, He made man to be the one who provides for the needs of his wife and his children, which is a very important job. But He has given the woman to be that who gives life. And because of that, she has a love for her children, as God has a love for what He has created and given life to all of us. And so a mother's love is often unconditional, reflecting the love of God for His children. Mothers sacrifice for their families, often putting their needs second to those of their children. And we know, of course, of what God has done for us, that sacrifice for sending His Son, who took on flesh to die on that cruel cross so that we might have salvation. So, love, mother's love, it reflects that of the Creator. Unconditional, sacrificial. A mother's faith is trusting in God's promises. And I have two examples of a mother's faith. And the first one's in 1 Samuel. This is actually one of my favorite stories in Scripture. And I don't know if a lot of people know that. I don't even know if Sarah knows that. But it's the story of Hannah, who is barren. And we see this a lot in Scripture. We see these women who are barren. Of course, you have Sarah. You have Elizabeth later on, who's old when she gives birth to John. But these are women who struggle. And they want to be that wife for their husbands who provides for them a family, who provides for them an heir and a child. And here, Hannah is barren, and she is grieved by this. It is a sorrowful spirit she has. And so she prays. Well, she comes to Eli and prays to God that she can have a child. And she tells God and Eli that if God gives her a child, she will give that child to the Lord. She will give him to the temple, to where he can serve God. And in verse 18, it says, and she said, and this is 1 Samuel 1, verse 18, and she said, "Let your maidservant find favor in your sight." So the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad. She's trust is in the Lord. She put her faith in the Lord. She is trusting in God's promises. And so God gives her a son, gives her Samuel, and she nurses Samuel, and she gets him to the point where she can leave him, to where these priests and all can care for him, and brings him to the temple and gives him to the Lord, just as she promised to do. She had this trust that God will provide for her. God does provide for her, and then she was faithful in keeping her word as well, even though I'm sure it was difficult. And one of the reasons I really like this story is because it's a very real story. Now, I believe that this is 100% correct. Like, this is truth. All right, there's no doubt in my mind any of this is true. But we're not facing giants here. We're not going before kings. This is a woman who is struggling to give birth. And she prays to God, and God gives her a child, and she is faithful to the Lord. And one of the great things about it is once she gives him to the temple, she makes little priest clothes for him. That's just something a mother would do. She makes sure he's dressed. He looks nice. He's got the outfit to do what he needs to do. Of course, she gets to see him whenever they go to do these feasts and those types of things. She gets to see him. But you know, you could see just in this story, she's a proud mother. She's loving. She is faithful, but she is so proud of what her son is, and that he gets to grow up for the Lord. And of course, Samuel becomes a great prophet and priest. So you have Hannah, who had faith. And then you have Mary, a virgin. We believe probably a teenager when the angel comes to her, Gabriel. He comes to her and he tells her that she is going to have a son. She's betrothed to Joseph. She has not had that relationship with him or with any man. And so she asks the question, how can this be? Because I know how this is usually comes about. And that is not possible. And the Lord says, Gabriel says, the Lord will come upon you and you will conceive and you will give birth to a son. You will call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. The faithfulness that Mary say, behold your maidservant. When knowing you are a young woman in a very, very small town where everybody knows who you are and they talk. And they did talk. We see that was one of the biggest problems when Jesus is teaching in his hometown of Nazareth, that they really aren't taking him seriously because they believe he's illegitimate. They believe he's just a nobody from a nobody family. You think of all the persecution that she went through, but yet she was obedient. And she said, behold, your maidservant. Let it be as the Lord has said. Faith. The mother's faith in God. Trusting in God's promises. It's not easy. Being a mother, not an easy task in any time. Any place, but when a mother puts her faith in the Lord, trusts in His promises, knows that, yeah, this world is uncertain. The world I'm bringing these children into, it is insane, it is crazy, it is scary. But yet I know the Lord. He will provide, He will guide, He will lead. And so a mother puts her faith and trust in God. And third, a mother's influence, shaping the next generation. There's two songs we sang this morning. One of them I'm pretty sure my grandmother sang. The other one I know, I remember fondly. My grandmother, my Nana, as I called her, birthday would have been this month. We were both born in May. And what a wonderful woman. A woman who faced a lot of struggle, but yet was loving to her children, to her grandchildren, was faithful to the Lord, trusted in Him. And she had a big influence, not just on my dad and my aunt and uncle's life, but on my life and my brother and sister's lives and cousin. She had a big influence shaping what we would be. And in the Bible, we're told of two women who really shaped a young man's life. In 2 Timothy, we're told of Eunice and Lois. I got it. And how they were a big impact on Timothy. 2 Timothy 1, first in verse 5, it says, When I call to remember the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded, and I am persuaded is in you also. There was genuine faith in Lois. There was genuine faith in Eunice. And they bestowed that. They had an influence on grandson and son and Timothy. Paul acknowledges the faith of Timothy's mother and grandmother, which influenced Timothy's own faith and ministry. And then in chapter 3, in verses 14 and 15, it says, "But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in, which is in Christ Jesus." So these things that Timothy learned, it was from his mother. It was from his grandmother. He learned the Scriptures. He learned faith. He learned love. He learned salvation through Jesus Christ from these women who were in Timothy's life. And then Proverbs 31 speaks of the virtuous woman. And verses 26 through 28 says, "She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her." The virtuous woman speaks with wisdom, instructing her children, and is praised by her family. She has an influence on their lives. And I know I've worked hard on those two boys right there. But when people say, "Oh, those are really good, godly kids," a lot of it comes from Sarah. She has a big influence on their lives. Mostly because for a long time, you know, I was away working. I was busy through most of the day. But as she was raising them up, kind of first homeschooling them through pre-K, getting them ready for school, she had a big impact on their life, a big influence on their life. And so mothers play a significant role in shaping the next generation, teaching values, faith, and wisdom, and their influence extends beyond the home, impacting communities and the broader church. We have grandmothers here. We have great-grandmothers here. I don't know if we have great-great-grandmothers here. I'm not going to go any further than that. We have people who have shaped not just your family, but communities. Because of your love, unconditional, sacrificial, because of your faith in God's promises, you have had a big impact on West Monroe and definitely on Walnut Grove. And so we honor you. With gratitude and respect, we honor you. Just as Exodus 20:12 tells us, "Honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land of the Lord your God is giving you." I want to live pretty long, so I am honoring you. Not just my physical mother, who I love, but spiritual mothers, grandmothers, who are loving, faithful, and who have an impact on all of us. In Proverbs, again, 31, 28-29, "Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all." So on Mother's Day, we are reminded to honor and respect the mothers and maternal figures in our lives. Gratitude, appreciation, and acts of kindness are meaningful ways to demonstrate this honor. But also just to say, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. I know it is not easy. I know it has been difficult. I know there has been sacrifice. But you have been faithful to God's promises, and He will bless you. So Mother's Day, we celebrate the love. We celebrate the sacrifice. We celebrate the faith of the mothers. And we acknowledge you. That God has a role and a plan in your life. And it has not been in vain. It has been a blessing. And let's close in prayer. God, we are so thankful for these dedicated women, for their love, for their faith, for their influence on our lives. We ask that you bless them. We ask that all those who see them call them blessed, because they know of the sacrifice, of the unconditional love, of the trusting in your promises. We are so thankful. We are so grateful. And we just ask that you bless them, you keep them, and may your face shine upon them. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on the Walnut Grove Podcast. We hope our discussions have inspired and uplifted you. If you'd like to connect further, visit our website at walnutgrovechurchwm.com for more resources, information about our church, and ways to get involved. For real-time updates and community engagement, find us on Facebook at Walnut Grove Southern Methodist Church. Join the conversation, share your thoughts, and stay connected with our vibrant community. Additionally, you can check out our Discord channel. It's a space where our community gathers for casual chats, discussions, and shared experiences. You can find the link on our website or reach out to us on Facebook for an invitation. And don't forget to engage with us further by commenting, rating, liking, and sharing the podcast. Your feedback is valuable to us, and we'd love to hear your thoughts on the topic we've covered. Your comments and ratings not only help us improve, but also contribute to creating a more interactive and enriching experience for the entire Walnut Grove community. If you enjoyed today's episode, consider leaving a positive review on your favorite podcast platform. Your reviews play a crucial role in reaching a wider audience and spreading the message of faith, inspiration, and community. Feel free to share the podcast with your friends, family, and on social media channels. Let's continue to build a supportive and uplifting community together. Thank you for your continued support, and we look forward to connecting with you in the comments, ratings, and shares. Until next time, take care and stay blessed.